Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name is Katie Flynn, and I'm a member here. Also joining me up front is our pastor, Alicia Wood, and Lee Potter will be our liturgist this morning. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. I'd like to take a minute to especially welcome any people that are new this morning. We have a brochure in the back of the church that you can take a look at that tells you a little bit about the programs that we offer through the church. If you take a look at your bulletin, you'll find this yellow piece of paper. It serves two purposes. The one side, you'll find the attendance sheet, and this, you just fill out your name, address, and your contact information, and you'll drop it in the offering plate later on in the service. The other side is for prayer requests. If you'd like your prayer requests read out loud during the service, the ushers will come forward a little bit later, and we'll let you know when that is, and you can give them your prayer request, and we'll share it with the congregation. Otherwise, you can just drop it in the offering plate, and we'll get your prayer request that you don't want to share with the congregation today. So you did get the bulletin. It's an abbreviated order of worship. So if you want a more complete order of worship, you can go on the bulletin. There's a QR code. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then just pretend like I didn't say anything. If you do know what I'm talking about, then you'll get out your smartphone and take a look at that QR code. Just a few little logistics. If you need restrooms or childcare, they're both through this door, or you can find an usher who'd be happy to direct you. And in the gathering room after the service, which is also through this door, or you can go that way, we'd love to have you join us for conversation and some coffee or lemonade. We do have a safe sanctuary policy, so children should always be accompanied by an adult. And now let us continue our time of worship. I'm sure Amy can't wait to do the hymn sing. I can't wait.
Good morning. So this is our fun part of the summer where you get to select which songs you would like to sing this morning. So do we have some hymn requests? And we'll try to do some things that are things that we haven't done in the last couple weeks. 707. So we'll give everyone a second to get there. 707, Hymn of Promise, the first verse.
In the bold berries of flower, in the seed and apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring in which to be unrevealed. And in its season, something God alone can see.
Ooh, that was quick. 94.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
Peter 560. Okay.
Oh, Lord, on us
Was it 357? What did you say? 357, okay.
Amy and congregation. Well, I am here to welcome you. I am Pastor Alicia Wood, and I am honored to say I am the pastor here, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you. So glad you're here. A couple things going on. First, I just want to let you know that the anthem that Danny will be singing is actually going to be our postlude instead of the anthem, so if we skip that, know that we're going to get to it at the end. And I want to show you a little something. So you might have noticed when you came in the last few weeks that there was a sign at the University Avenue door saying, "Sorry for the mess, we're under construction." Did anyone notice that? All right, did you wonder where are we under construction? Yeah, okay. So we were under construction. The trustees approved this on the second floor, and we had three bathrooms renovated. So I want to show you the before. So this is on the second floor of our church. I think there's one more, right, Ted? They needed to be renovated, didn't they? This is the space we're trying to rent. So we wanted to make some improvements to our restrooms so that maybe they wouldn't have to use their imagination so much as to what it could look like. So I'm going to show you what they now look like, all right? We have a women's room, a men's room, and then we have a person with disability / family / gender-neutral bathroom in there up there as well. So here we go. So that's the entrance to go in. And here's the men's room. What a difference, right? This is the women's room. So much better. So I'm bringing this up for two reasons. The first is I need you all to continue to pray for the perfect tenant to come and sign on the dotted line. We have two for sure that are very, very interested, and a third who has come through twice. So I just feel like they need to just sign on the dotted line. And so let's continue to pray about that. The second thing is you might be thinking, how come the second floor got renovated but not the first floor or the basement? Well, we can only do so much at a time given that some of our income source is not here. It's not rented upstairs. But believe me, the trustees want to renovate the first floor bathrooms, and if they had a couple donations from any of you, we would get that done more quickly. So know that that is in the works. We're just waiting for funds. And we're happy to receive any designated funds for bathroom renovation. So that's that. All right. I just wanted to... Oh, that was it. So the other announcement I want to make is this, that over here, we're going to get something up so it goes along, but we haven't figured that out yet. Over here, we have some images of the people of God, and we need to fill this wide and tall, all right? So I need all of you to be bringing in images of the people of God. And it might be someone you know, it might be someone you don't know. That's okay. But whatever you imagine the people of God looking like, we'd like to post up there. So please bring them in. You can bring them in Thursday for our worship service Thursday at 6, or you can bring them in next Sunday morning, or you can bring them to the office during the week. All right. So our theme song continues with an image of a community of compassion. Caring, sharing God's love in the world, Indeed, from the early Hebrew practices of leaving the gleanings of harvest for the poor to the Jesus commission to care for the least of these, compassion is the true measure of a community of the body of Christ. The scripture asks us today, is your heart tender and compassionate? What will your answer be? And what will we discover about how good life can be when compassion is at our core? Please stand in body or in spirit and join me in singing our theme song, Imagine the People of God.
Good morning. Please remain standing and join me in the call to worship displayed on the screen. Holy God, we come together as your people. In this hour of worship, we lift our hearts and souls and minds to the God of our creation, for we are wholly yours, now and forever. Amen. You don't have to imagine the people of God. You are surrounded by them. Take a moment and share the love of Christ with each other with a handshake, a fist bump, a high five. When you hear the music, that's your signal to return to your seats. Thank you.
Will the children come forward if they are comfortable? And let's sing them forward as they come up. So this morning you have the young at heart, right, Jim? We'll be the young at heart. So what I wanted to talk to you about, Jim, and the children and probably everyone out here, is that we've been talking about imagine the people of God. And I was thinking about how we are all family. And so I thought we would listen and maybe clap our hands to the song, We Are Family. Playing along. Sorry that the other children were not available today. It must have been too warm, but at least the kids at heart came up and were able to sing with all of you. So I'm not sure what's next. Is there something I need? Okay. All right. So is there something you're to say? Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming up. You can go sit with whoever brought you.
Okay.
Dan will be with us after the service to sing Blowin' in the Wind, so you've got that to look forward to. Now we'll begin our time of prayer, and we'll take a moment to remember the compassion we can extend to persons living with mental illness. Please remain seated and join me in a responsive prayer. Lord, you are the great healer. Today we pray for those who live with mental illness, for those crippled by depression and anxious feelings, for those who suffer from the high and lows of severe mood swings, for those who are tormented by voices and hallucinations, for those who find it difficult to cope with tasks of daily living, for those who struggle with suicidal thoughts, God of great gifts, thank you for the courage of those who live with mental illness. Thank you for the patience of family and friends who support. Thank you for our health system and all who work to give us wisdom and insight as a church, as a community, as a society, to be places that can bring peace. Amen.
Dear God, we have named people, places, and situations that are on our hearts today. Still more is too deep for speech and remains unspoken. We hold these concerns for each other and offer it all up to you. God, in your mercy.
We'll have a period of silent prayer, followed by a Celtic prayer of Beth Richardson, and then the Lord's Prayer. Speak the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat. Just breathe and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Bless this day, all plants and creatures, all people near and far. Bless the flowers that sing praises with their beauty, the grass that cushions our steps. Bless those who stand with loved ones who are sick, with friends or family who are lost. Bring healing, bring wholeness. Bless the world, its war-torn places, its broken villages, its frightened children. Bless our bodies, our hearts, our hands, that we may be blessings to all we meet. Please join me now in the prayer Jesus taught. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God's kingdom becomes real as we use our imaginations to reshape this world for love. We must imagine and act together. Please stand in body or spirit and join in singing, "Welcome to God's Love," displayed on the screen.
Stirring up all the
today's scripture from Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul is doing what we would call team building today. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. If you'd like to follow along or read further, you can find it on page 266 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. Hear these words. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. I have a few things leading up to the sermon. First, I just wanted to, this is what I want to do. I realized this week that I am beginning my fourth year with all of you. Thank you. I'll just continue. What I have to say is that I am more in love with each of you today than the day we met. So I am so grateful to be a part of this community. Very grateful. Okay, so the other thing is that I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. I will be continuing my education in Manchester, England, and I am grateful that a part of a pastor's compensation in the United Methodist Church includes continuing education. So I am grateful that I'm able to do that with that. And so be praying for me, and I will be praying for you. It's going to be great while I'm gone. Next week, Ted is going to preach on Harold and the Purple Crayon. I mean, how can we get any better than that? And then the following week, we have J.J. Warren coming and talking about, I don't remember what he's talking about, but he's great too. So don't rest while I'm gone. Keep coming. And I'm going to be trying to put something on Facebook daily or every other day so you can keep up with what I'm doing. And then finally in this part, I just want to mention to you that our theme is Imagine the People of God. And all I could think about when I heard this theme was John Lennon's song, Imagine. Does anyone remember this song? All right. So I asked Danny McGowan to sing that sometime during this series, and I'm very excited that he will be singing that later today. And then he's also going to sing a song by Bob Dylan, Blowin' in the Wind. And so with this song, some of the words in Imagine, as I looked more closely, say, imagine no heaven or hell. I'm just going to say that to me, and you all can interpret it any way, but to me that means God's kingdom come. When God's kingdom is here on earth, there is no heaven or hell, there is just God. So I'm just giving you that translation, so when you hear it later, you can come up with your own or buy into mine. So today's theme is compassion. I'd like to dig in deep on this one. We seem to have compassion here. We do many really good things. Our outreach is awesome. We even signed on to the Charter for Compassion. And if you want to remember what it says, it's right outside in our entrance in and out of the building over here on the wall. So let's talk about something that's hard to talk about.
compassion for those affected by mental illness. I believe churches need to talk about the hard stuff. So today we'll talk about this challenging topic. The truth is, we are all affected by mental illness. We may have a mental illness. We may love someone with a mental illness. We may care for someone with a mental illness. We may go to church with someone with a mental illness. We might even interact in everyday life with someone with a mental illness. And so I'm thrilled because as I was looking through some videos, I found one that was Mr. Rogers in 1969 talking about how to talk about feelings to children. And so I'm going to show the video, but what I realized is he's very soft-spoken, sweet man, and so you're going to have to listen really, really hard.
Mr. Rogers is certainly one of the best things that's ever happened to public television, and his Peabody Award is testament to that fact. We in public television are proud of Fred Rogers, and I'm proud to present Mr. Rogers.
As the inner drama of childhood, we don't have to bop somebody over the head to make him to make drama on the screen. We deal with such things as getting a haircut, or the feelings about brothers and sisters, and the kind of anger that arises in simple family situations. And we speak to it constructively. This is what I give. I give an expression of care every day to each child to help him realize that he is unique. I end the program by saying, "You've made this day a special day by just your being you. There's no person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are." And I feel that if we in public television can only make it clear that feelings are mentionable and manageable, we will have done a great service for mental health.
Mr. Rogers talked about compassion, acknowledging we are all special, and expressing feelings is okay. What a wonderful contribution to our culture and to children. So let's talk about some numbers. Here are some statistics on mental illness from NAMI's website. NAMI stands for National Alliance for Mental Illness. It's a wonderful organization for those with mental illness and offers family members support. So here is some statistics on children. 1 in 5 children ages 13 to 18 have or will have a serious mental illness. 50% of all lifetime cases of mental illness begin at age 14 and 75% by age 24. The average delay between onset of symptoms and interventions is 8 to 10 years. 37% of students with mental health conditions age 14 and older drop out of school, the highest dropout rate of any disability group. 70% of youth in state and local juvenile justice systems have a mental illness. And suicide is the third leading cause of death in youth ages 10 to 24. 90% of those who died by suicide had an underlying mental illness. And this is just general facts about Americans. 43.8 million adults experience mental illness in any given year. Approximately 10.2 million adults have reoccurring mental health and addiction disorders. Have co-occurring mental health and addiction disorders. Approximately 26 of homeless adults staying in shelters live with serious mental illness. Approximately 24% of state prisoners have a recent history of mental health conditions. and down to treatment. Nearly 60% of adults with mental illness didn't receive mental health services in the previous year. Nearly 50% of youth aged 8 to 15 didn't receive mental health services in the previous year. And this is multicultural, so it's hitting all cultures living in the United States. Mental health affects everyone, regardless of culture, race, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. LGBTQ individuals are two or more times more likely as straight individuals to have a mental health condition. 11% of transgender individuals reported being denied care by mental health clinics due to bias or discrimination. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth are 2 to 3 times more likely to attempt suicide than straight youth. And there's a whole bunch of critical issues on the bottom: less access to treatment, less likely to receive treatment, poor quality of care, higher levels of stigma, culturally insensitive healthcare system, language barriers, lower rates of health insurance. So this is all on NAMI's website if you want to look more into these statistics. But what I want to highlight is NAMI's helpline. They have a 1-800 number, 1-800-950-NAMI. And what I really like is that for, I'm thinking of youth especially, you can now text NAMI for help. You can text them instead of having a conversation. If you're thinking of harming yourself, you can have a texting conversation, which may sound strange to some of us, but the youth, this is how they communicate. And so you would text NAMI to 741-741, and those are all national things. So what's that? N as in Nancy, A, M as in Margaret, I as in Igloo. As we reflect on these statistics in a compassionate and spiritual way, let's look at two passages asking, what would Jesus do? Jesus was a healer. Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 through 34, Jesus heals two blind men. As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. There were two blind men sitting by the roadside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd sternly ordered them, "Be quiet." But they shouted even more loudly, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." Jesus stood still and called to them, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes. Immediately, they regained their sight and followed him. Jesus healed because of his compassion. Luke chapter 14, verses 3 through 5, and Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then he said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on a Sabbath day?" Why would Jesus ask this question about a child or an ox? He was speaking of compassion, asking them to act through compassion all days. Here's a quote from Mother Teresa that leads me through my many troubles. "I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us and we change things." Many times this quote is used when we talk about outreach. It also works as we not only offer compassion, but it speaks to how prayer changes us. Miracles do happen. And sometimes the miracles come when we search for new ways of healing when we have mental illness, or new ways of interacting with people living with mental illness. Let's not get too far from our theme, imagine the people of God. Community can and should be a part of healing when compassion resides within community. So let us imagine the people of God with compassion, especially the people of God living with mental illness. Whether we decide as individuals or as a congregation to advocate for those living with mental illness in regard to homelessness, incarceration, suicide prevention, access to proper health care, and health care providers, it all begins and ends with compassion. I'd like to end where we began, with Scripture. Philippians 2:5, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Healing, loving, speaking up when needed, and filled fully with compassion. Amen.
As our worship service winds down, our service to God's community begins. There are always many things happening at University Church, and I'm going to highlight a few. Well, actually, I'm going to have two other people highlight a few. But you can see all the announcements in your bulletin if you want to take a look. And right now we'll have Jeannie come up and say something.
Hi. I stand before you as the Reconciling Ministries team chairperson, and actually four of us, Kelly and Lynn and Ted and I, are going to the Reconciling Ministries Methodist Federation for Social Action Convocation a week and a half from now. And who made these? Yes, I know. Someone made these, Alice Bruhall. And we would like to sell these to raise money to send representatives to the special general conference in February. So they are all based on a theme, different background colors, and we are selling them for $5, and they will go towards paying for our representative's trip to the general conference in, where are they holding it? St. Louis. So if you want to see me afterwards, they're $5 a piece. Thanks.
Gail?
This is not my favorite thing to speak at the microphone. I hope you all can hear me. My name is Gail Tindall. There will be a United Methodist picnic, church picnic, at St. Paul's Church, which is on Valley Drive, on August 15th. I have a sign-up list taped to the table in the entryway. I need to let them know by August 13th how many people will be attending so we know how much food to have. I also have on the sign-up sheet, we need two people from our church to help set up and two people from our church to help clean up. Each church will have several people doing that. It starts at 5:30. It's a Wednesday and goes till like 8 o'clock or whatever. Our church is contributing paper products, which I have, and a fruit salad. And I've emailed a number of folks from this church to contribute just a small container of cut-up fruit or grapes or something like that. Put it in the refrigerator in the gathering room. I'm going to be out of town until Sunday the 12th. What's that? Oh, am I too? Oh, I just wanted to... Oh, okay, I'm just going to... Oh, okay, sorry. I'm too wordy. I was so nervous about doing this, sorry. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail. All right, now last, I have some bad news. Okay, but then I have good news. Shortly, the United Methodist Night at the Ballpark is coming. I can't remember what day it is. Tuesday, okay. We sold out all of our tickets. But the good news is, if you still want to go and you haven't bought a ticket, you can come to the tailgate party before the game in the parking lot at the stadium and buy tickets from the United Methodist Men's Club. And they're $9 a piece, so we hope to see you there. In order to accomplish all the things we imagine God is calling us to do here in this place, we need to support this work with our resources, as members have been doing for the past 150 years. If you're a first-time visitor, you're our guest, and we don't expect a donation from you today. Don't forget to put your attendance slips, the yellow slips that I talked about at the beginning of the service, put those in the offering plate as the ushers come forward, along with any offering that you want to give. Let us continue our time of worship.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world will be as one.
imagine God's love infusing everything you do. Please join me in the responsive prayer of dedication. We will go out to let the joy of creation lead us into this coming week. We will go to walk with our heart's love beside those whose hearts are broken. We will go with your gentle wisdom, Spirit of Grace, to walk the streets of the kingdom. Amen. Please remain standing and join in singing, "I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me," because Christianity is not a spectator sport.
Go from this place to show up in the world. Imagine the things that we and God can do together. Show up to all its pain and beauty. Show up for yourself, for your neighbor, for those who went before, and for the sake of all that is living on this earth. Go in peace and courage, for God goes with you. Amen.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? Oh, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just does not see? Oh, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears does anybody need before they can hear people cry? And how many deaths will it take till we know that too many people have died? Oh, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.